This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the transition week to middle summer. It seems this time of year that the garden weeds always get out of hand. They follow their own mind and jump the boundaries I've established, and the heat and the humidity convince me to just let them do it. And, well, I believe that there are more weeds than there used to be, since no one ever actually does an annual weed count. I can't prove there are more, but experience leaves no doubt in my mind. It makes sense, of course. Even the most fastidious gardener misses a few dandelions, thistles, plantain, crabgrass, ragweed, pokeweed, and the like each year. For every plant that's allowed to mature, hundreds or thousands of seeds fall to the ground and germinate. Some people say that given the unequal proportion of humans to weeds, the weeds will push the people off the face of the land by the year 2050. They say that even with modern herbicides, there's little hope for the flower and vegetable aficionado or for the farmer. The weeds will simply flat out win. A similar threat exists from information. Here in the 21st century, information is growing faster than weeds, and soon it will be impossible to learn even a small fraction of what has been discovered, identified, and decoded. By the time that the weeds take over the planet, there'll be so much to learn that people may simply give up and allow the earth to be swamped by pigweed and facts. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of middle summer. In the meantime, go ahead, think about weeds and information.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.